Idaho farmers are worried about rising input costs. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today.
I've been farming on my own since the early 80s. And since the early 80s, I have never, ever seen a situation like what we have now.
Sid Freeman farms 250 acres just outside of Middleton in southwest Idaho.
I grow sugar beets, onions, seed beans, and wheat, and grain corn. Each and every one of them has a different slate of inputs that we use in those.
Sid's concerned that supply chain problems and cost increases for fuel, fertilizer, and other chemicals will have a big impact on next year's season.
You've got many different types of synthetic chemicals that we use for herbicides, insecticides, fungicides, and all of that. And one element that misses for us to be able to put that on after we've put everything into it, and if we're not able to get our fungicide on and we have a situation there, it could destroy that crop after we have already put all the input costs into it. Our whole scheme is to control all the variables that we can, and in order to do that, there's all these elements of inputs at the right time, at the right amounts, and if you get the timing wrong or the amounts wrong, you may have wasted your whole year on that crop.
I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.